Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
It's eventually going to happen to you as a parent, for sure, that your kids are going to hit you with a question that you're just going to panic about. Panic. Because you should have all the answers. You're the parent, right? And you don't know this yet, but you're allowed to put things on pause and circle back later. That's like one or two kids, right? Teachers all the time are probably getting these, right? Where kids in class are asking questions and teachers are in a panic. Like, how do I answer this? Okay, this is the sweetest thing ever here, okay? It doesn't start off sweet, but it ends sweet.
When I was covering for a first grade class, I had a little boy come up to me and ask, "Miss Smith, how do you spell penis?" So I said, "Oh, why do you need to spell penis?" In my head, I am freaking out because no one trained me for this. He then shared with me that his mom had just had a baby and he wanted to make her a card. I was still like really confused because I didn't know how we got from that to that. So I said, "Wow, that's so thoughtful of you and so nice, but I still don't understand why we need to spell that word." And he said, "Well, like, there's so much like happiness in our house right now, and I know how to spell hap, but I don't know how to spell penis." That's the peak. That's the peak of teaching.
Legit.
Oh, you can't spell happiness without penis.
Who knew?
Save that.
100% save that. All right, Katie, so a friend of yours just found out she might be related to a dude that she's dating.
Shut up. It's a weird situation, and she's conflicted because she doesn't know what she should do about it because of how this came about. And okay, I need to know what you all would do in this situation. Okay.
So this is an actual ditch or date, the man I'm related to.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have they been going out?
In a way. Only like a few months.
Okay.
This is fresh.
So there's still time to change. We've had this talk before on the show.
Yeah, we did.
I've said, like with my fiance right now, we're 7 years into this. If like a 23andMe test came back and it said that we were related, I'm sticking it out. I ain't going anywhere. 7 years in, man.
Yeah, see,
and you with Bart?
Yeah, we're 16, 17 years in.
Wow.
We have a child.
Yes. Got kids involved now, man.
I'm out of here.
I'm just going to pretend it never happened. We never had the conversation.
So I'm going to be mama cousin. He's going to be daddy cousin.
It's just such a far-fetched conversation because she's way too hot to be on my family tree. Anyway.
So my best friend, she has a cousin who lives in Alabama. All right.
There it is.
All the pieces.
Case closed.
And her and her cousin, they're like very close. So she and he, they talk all the time. And she noticed that she was going on his Instagram and he is mutual friends with the guy that she is currently talking to. And the guy doesn't even live in the same state. So then she was talking to her cousin and was like, "Yo, how do you know this dude?" And he's like, "You know, I met him at a couple of family events and stuff like that, but nothing crazy, right?" And she's like, okay. He just kind of brushes it off. And she never just addressed it or went deeper. She's like, okay, maybe just a friend that they've crossed paths and met. So then she's talking to the guy that she's actually dating, and she asked him the same question. But she's like, "How do you know my cousin?" He's like, "Oh, that's my cousin."
Oh, oh no.
God. And she said, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, that's my cousin." Oh, she's like, no, it can't be because that's my cousin.
But is it like how Mo has a bunch of cousins, but they're not technically related?
Good point.
So here's the breakdown. Okay. So her cousin is her cousin on her mom's side.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how they're related. right? Through her mom.
So it's like her aunt or uncle's kid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's related to the guy that she's talking to through his dad's side. So he's cousins with him because of his dad.
So it's by marriage?
Yes.
I think you're good to go then, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
She thinks it's weird, though, because you're a cousin of my cousin, but I'm interested in dating you, and there's too many cousins going around.
Look, so there's
no blood, right?
Technically, no blood.
You're good to go.
But in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
No?
It would really come down to how much I like her.
How hot is this person?
Exactly. That's what it would come down to for me. Because it would still be awkward for me.
That's what she's conflicted about, because she's like, she thinks it's probably a little too close to home. That she likes this dude, but he's also technically a part of her family's family, in a way, already. No? Y'all would do it?
Look, it's going to make family reunions really easy.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
You've already vetted his family, mm-hmm. which is great. Mm-hmm. You know what to expect. I mean, Christmases, you're not going to have to fight that much over who you're going to visit because it's all the same family.
Look,
go for
Cassie,
it.
Always looking at the silver lining.
Listen, no blood relations. Most of us are related anyway. Hello, Genghis Khan fathered like so many people. We all got the gene. Just go for it.
Yeah.
She should continue down this road?
I think.
Okay.
Okay, let's go around the room. Abby, yes or no? No blood. And he's over 6 foot. And he's hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Data. Okay. D1 babies, for real.
I think I would walk away. I think it would be too awkward for me.
There's so many fish in the sea.
Not as many as you think, Kristen.
Oh, yeah. After having tried to hook you
Abby
up.
Abby is
okay.
Swimming in that thing.
There's a lot of fish. They're not great fish.
It's not a sea. It's a cesspool.
Okay.
No blood.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
I don't think I could do it. It would just be too weird.
Okay, so everyone's conflicted.
I'm into weird.
There you go.
Facts. Weird has never scared me. I'm in.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, Caroline here needs our help, or needed our help, because her best friend and her husband had an affair 4 years ago. They worked it out. She worked it out with her husband, but she still got questions about exactly what happened and wanted our help to get to the truth here. So she wanted us to reach out to the best friend because she still has questions. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, guys.
Do I have that right?
Yeah. I really need your help.
Okay. Explain the whole situation to us. God bless you, Kristen.
Thank you. Yeah. I turned my mic off for a reason.
I had that sympathy sneeze where you were going and I was going. All right, so tell us about the whole history here with your husband, best friend. What happened?
Okay, so it was actually 2 years ago when I found out, right? And so then my best friend, who is no longer my best friend, and her and my husband were having an affair. And as you can imagine, this devastated me. I found out it was about like 4 months that they were having this affair. It was
so
horrible.
Not a one-time thing. This was had some legs to it.
It lingered, yeah. So anyway, as you can imagine, my relationship with her, it ended immediately. Like, I was done. And I haven't talked to her. Not once. Like, I haven't even seen her. I erased her from Facebook, from Instagram. I have her blocked. I was done with her. I was completely done. I can't even believe this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as for my husband, it's different, okay? Because even though in the beginning I did separate from him, we did eventually talk. And he did tell me that the affair was just a physical thing. It was nothing more. It was only physical. And I don't think this is like an excuse or anything, but I have to admit that during that time in our marriage, we had a dry spell and it was due to me. I had a lot of stress happening in my life. My job was really pressing on me and I had some other things with my own family going on that I do remember during that time. It was a dry spell for us. And, you know, we fought about it a lot, as any typical marriage would. And I feel bad at the time, but it's still not a reason to cheat. However, I did decide to forgive him, and I stayed in my marriage, and we have worked things out.
Wow, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But I still have nights where I can't sleep, and I just, like, lay awake at night because I have so many doubts and questions in my head, and I feel like I haven't gotten any closure to this. I don't know if I ever will, but there are some questions that I need to know the answers to so that I can understand this entire situation and how it transpired.
All right, so let me ask you this question here, because you've now moved on, allegedly, from the situation, which you clearly really haven't. So if you have moved on with the whole thing, you wanted us to reach out to the former best friend, right?
Please.
Okay, so
I would really appreciate that.
Which we've already done. But here's the thing, is like, if you've already moved on, things are okay with you and your husband right now, what good is going to come from more questions to the best friend?
She hasn't moved on.
Well, she said she had.
Now, if you're doing this, you haven't. I think you have to be honest with yourself.
You're right. I haven't.
Yeah. I'm not coming down on you for that. I mean, that is, it's such a breach of trust from not one, but two people. Like, I mean, in any situation, if my spouse was to cheat on me, I would want it to be a complete stranger, not somebody that I held near and dear to my heart. I think that just, because not only did your husband break your heart, but your best friend did. So I can understand that taking some time to heal from. So by asking these questions and getting these answers, what are you hoping to achieve?
Okay, so the way that my mind works, where I lay at night, you know, and I ask myself these questions and I give myself answers to them already, each night is different. I have a different answer every night, and I don't want to go through that. I want to hear it from her. I want to know before my mind keeps, you know, running away with me every night.
You want to silence your brain.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, I would love that, because I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answers. I think I know the answers. I don't know. It's driving me crazy. Can you guys tell? Like, I just want to hear her definite answers.
Mm-hmm. No, I was gonna say, you kind of answered the question, but I was going to say, if I were in your shoes, the only way I would truly want these answers is if a small part of me actually wanted to reconcile with my friend. Is any of it in there, or is it simply just putting your brain at ease?
You know what? Now that I hear you say that, I am going to be honest with myself. I feel there is a section in my heart where I could find forgiveness.
Yeah, this is
the wrong person.
This is a reservoir of forgiveness that I just don't have. I mean, and even if you guys did make up, I mean, could you ever bring her around your husband ever again?
I wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Well, let's just get the questions answered first.
All right. One step at a time here. All right, Caroline, give us a couple of minutes here. And Tommy reached out to your best friend and asked her the questions. Ex-best friend. What? And asked the questions that you wanted, like what prompted you to betray our friendship, answered it. Yeah. Were there any instances where you felt guilty or reconsidered your actions? Answered it. What did you hope to achieve from this affair? She answered it. So if you want to hang out a couple of minutes here, and of course you're going to, when we come back, we'll answer all of your questions, okay?
Guys, I can't hear you guys.
We'll talk to you next.
Coming up next. Be muted.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Caroline wanted answers, and we got answers for Caroline.
You're not saying it right.
Caroline.
Thank you.
A couple of years ago, Caroline's husband and her best friend had an affair. Best friend couldn't keep it in her pants. And neither could her husband. So they had this affair that was super, super obviously very hurtful. She worked very hard to get things right with her husband, but she's lost a best friend. And she's not entirely settled with the whole situation all these years later. So she didn't want to reach out to her best friend. So she asked us to reach out to the ex, the former best friend, the one that couldn't keep it in her pants, and answer some questions that she still felt like were in her heart. I have that right, Caroline?
That is correct.
Okay.
She's got thoughts that are keeping her up at night. She's answering questions differently. And she needs some specifics to hopefully put this to bed.
And well, do you have to really?
Really?
Bed thing?
Put her mind at ease.
Put her mind at ease.
Just
my
no
bad.
Sensitivity.
My bad.
So, Caroline, I think Mo asked a very interesting question that you answered honestly. Like, is this you reaching out to her to say, hey, if you still kind of want to be best friends, I'm missing you. But in all honesty, you could never bring her around your husband ever again, could you?
No, I mean, maybe. I don't know, guys. This is so, like,
every single day is different for me. I think I might feel different after I hear her answers, or maybe I'll be worse. It really depends on what she's gonna, how she's gonna answer them.
I can assure you that you will either be better or worse after this.
Wow, how prophetic.
You will not be the same. All right, Tommy, you want to take it from here? Tommy is our studio director, and he's the one that does the heavy lifting here. He reached out to her and asked all the questions that you wanted.
He is the show director. He doesn't like it when you call him studio director.
Sorry, show director.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, Tommy.
All right, so I reached out to Michelle. That's what we're calling Caroline's former best friend. And Michelle did not want to answer our questions. She did not want to play our radio games, but I had to throw on a little Tommy Southern charm. And I did that, and I convinced her to answer via email because she wanted to think about her answers and devote a little time to it. So that's what we did.
I can respect that.
And I asked Caroline for 5 questions. She gave me 7. So these are the 7 questions and the 7 answers.
Question 1, why couldn't you keep it in your pants?
What specifically were your feelings towards my husband? Was it merely a physical connection as he described, or was there an emotional element too? Whew. She said, honestly, initially it was purely physical, but I did start feeling an emotional connection. It wasn't love, but a sense of companionship that I can't quite describe. I think it became a place of comfort in a weird way. I was depressed about several things, and he took my mind off of things. I can't speak for him, but I think it was similar.
Okay, so let's pause there for a second and hear your response to that response.
Okay, we're all human. She never told me that she was going through something like a depression, so that's new to me. But I'm glad to, I guess, not glad, but more at ease to hear that it was just a physical thing for her in the beginning, I guess. And, you know, she's a woman and I'm a woman and I get it. Like, somebody you're with, you're going to, you know, naturally just get a bond with if you're sleeping together. I get it.
It's so different how men and women process this answer differently. Yeah. Because if Tiffany and I, if she had an affair and she came back to me, she said, I just want to let you know that it was just physical. Like, I wasn't attracted to you physically, but somebody else came in and they satisfied my physical needs. That's the worst thing she could say.
It wouldn't feel like a win.
Not at all. No, it wouldn't feel like a win. No. I mean, it's equal to me as an emotional affair. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, question number 2, Tommy.
What prompted you to betray our friendship? Michelle said, I swear it wasn't a planned betrayal.
I hope not.
It was all wrong, but it was never planned to hurt her. It wasn't planned and totally unexpected, but then one wrong decision led to another.
How you feel about that?
Not a planned betrayal. Wow.
I don't even know what that means. Like, so she didn't have it on like her to-do list.
Well, she really didn't answer the question.
No.
Like, yeah, what prompted you to betray our friendship? I mean, I guess the last line, one wrong decision led to another. So it's just a series of wrong decisions. But it's like, I understand what you were asking. Like, what made you think our friendship was worth sabotaging to sleep with my husband?
Yeah, let me answer it for her. Complete and total selfishness.
Okay, there's that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that also makes me ask, like, did you initiate this or was it him?
Well, you should have asked that
question.
Too late
for that.
All right. The next question, were there any instances where you felt guilty or reconsidered your actions? And Michelle said, I always felt guilty and I knew I should stop. I can't explain why I didn't.
Wow, that's, no. I mean, if you're guilty, you know you're doing something wrong. And we were talking during those 4 months. She was my best friend. Okay, like, every time you talked to me on the phone, like, wasn't that horrible to hear me, like, just tell you about how much stress I was going through, and then that night you're going to go see my husband? Like, what? That just makes me really angry. Very angry.
The next one was a big question for me. Did anyone else know about the affair while it was going on? She says yes, but I don't want to say who. They are not at fault. Only he and I are to blame.
Whoa. Now you're going to have more questions.
Yes.
So you're going to be wondering who around you knew about this.
Are you in a girl group that is tight?
I'm just thinking, it could be probably like the, wait.
That's like the worst possible answer.
It really is.
Because now you're going to be looking at all your girls, right? Or whomever, coworkers or whatever, like somebody new. And now you're going to be looking at them all side-eyed?
Exactly. Well,
after my head's spinning.
After you excommunicated her, did you tell people the reason? Like, or have you kept that close to the vest, close to the chest?
Well, I'm very close to her brother. Not in that way, guys. Yeah. No. But, you know, now I'm thinking it was him. She must have said something to him because he knew about it.
But and you're assuming.
I'm assuming, yeah. I don't know.
Next question. There are three left, by the way. What did you hope to achieve from this affair? She said, there was no end game or motive. It wasn't about achieving something. It was two lost individuals finding something they needed in the other person, albeit in the most inappropriate and hurtful way. I can't say what I was hoping would happen in the end. I wasn't thinking logically. I know I didn't hope our friendship would end.
It sounds like, yes, she was lost because how can you do this to your best friend? Mm-hmm. Also, you know, you're having an affair with a man that's married. What do you think is going to happen to his marriage? She was honestly being very selfish, very selfish.
Mm-hmm. All right. Two questions left. Was the relationship only 4 months long as I was told? She says, for the most part, yes. It ended when you found out. While most of it had begun 4 months earlier, there had been one time many years ago, but that was before.
I can't hear you guys again. It's happening.
No.
What?
It's happening where I can't hear you. I don't know if it's playing on the timer.
Look at God.
It's like you don't want to hear this.
Hello, guys. I can't hear you.
Okay. Turn her down because right. She can't hear us. So
I'll just give the answers and I'll call her and give her the other two.
That's horrible.
Would you want me to call? You want to talk amongst yourselves and I call her right
now? Yeah,
back?
Get her back on. Right, I don't want to like talk about her while she's not here or not talking
talk
about
amongst
her.
Yourselves.
Okay.
This
sorry.
Whole thing sucks, man. I don't know what good could have come out of it, but this just sounds way worse now.
Yeah, I think this has made everything worse.
The fact that it's actually possible to her to forgive her friend is what's really throwing me for a loop.
I don't think. Right?
There's no way.
No.
There's absolutely no way. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if after hearing all this information, it actually prompts her to want to actually end her relationship because...
Her marriage?
Her marriage, yeah. If I had found out... Because this is what's really doing it for me. The part where she mentions... or the part where Tommy just mentioned that it had happened one time earlier... The fact that this has been going on longer than 4 months and it wasn't just like a void they were filling for a specific amount of time seems like there was something lingering for much longer.
Caroline, you there?
Yes, I'm here. And that's exactly how I feel too.
Okay, so
I can't.
I think I don't know if you caught this or not, but this is only going to make it worse. She said that there had been one time many years earlier. It was before you guys were married and they both vowed that it would never happen again. And then somehow, some way, you know, it did.
All right. That's horrible because now I'm thinking, am I just like the second choice? Were they always a thing before me? And then it just, for some whatever reason, didn't work out. And my husband decided to just pick me out as second choice because he always wanted her.
And the last question you had for Michelle, your former best friend, have you had any contact with him since then? Michelle said there was one instance a few weeks after everything came out where he reached out to ensure I was okay given the circumstances. But beyond that, there's been no contact, neither initiated by him nor by me.
Well, that is a lot to process right there.
Yeah. I'm going to take back what I said about the forgiveness. I'll just start there because I wasn't thinking, I mean, I think I was hoping that she would just tell me it was all physical and it was just a mistake and I was going to forgive her because we all make mistakes and it was only 4 months, but now I found out it was actually before the 4 months. And
yeah, I think you got to circle back with hubby here also and go, okay, there's some stuff here. You weren't 100% with me. Let's just do this right now.
And some things are mistakes, Caroline, and some things are choices. And they made a choice.
They did. You really are clearing that up in my mind. And believe it or not, you guys actually gave me some like relief because now I understand this is not just a mistake. It's not, it can't be. They definitely had this already in their minds, in their hearts. And I need to talk to my husband.
Okay, we'll let you go, okay? Yeah, if you feel like reaching out to us again and telling us how it all went, please let us know, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will be reaching out.
Bye-bye. I would not suggest doing that for any other listener.
No.
That's not going to end up well, mm-mm, especially in a situation like that. All right, it's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
You want more Burt Show content? Even when we're on vacation or on holiday and you're like, why are we getting a repeat episode? You'll get new fresh content with our bonus BS. This week, we dropped two different episodes. One was about Kristen's girl trip dilemma. How do you tell a friend they crossed a boundary? You don't know how to talk about it. Or what's our sex IQ? We talked about the CX and found out how smart we all are in the bedroom. And our answers might surprise you. You can sign up for our bonus BS content at theburtshow.com/bonus BS.
All right, so ethics is not a category that I'm strong in. So let me ask you guys a question.
I think it's wise to scan the room, see what other people's takes on it are.
All right, so I told you guys that, man, it's a really exciting time for my 16-year-old right now. He's a junior in high school, and he's starting to check out colleges for the very first time. And the whole country is open to my kid because he's just like, you know what? I could stay in state. I could take off. He's decided that he wants to be in sports marketing or sports management. So we went down the list of like the top schools for that. And before we went to a college fair over the weekend, he talked to a bunch of counselors from those schools about it.
I hope he realizes like how fortunate he is to have the entire country to choose from.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'm here to let you know, my dude, the fact that you have the entire country and you don't have to, not that you have to stay in state, because there's nothing wrong with going in state, but some people do not have the option to go out of state. So you really should embrace this opportunity that presents itself, that you do have options.
I try to keep him very naive about his privilege. I want him to, I think everybody's just like him. Yes, he is. He just, and his brother wanted to stay in state, mm-hmm, which was great because it helped me out financially also, which would help me out financially. But you know what? Mm-hmm. If he wants to go out of state, it would be exciting for him. So we've been looking at schools, and a lot of the schools he's taken a look at that are on his like dream list are very difficult to get into in this specific major. I said he's eager to go out of state, but UGA is like at the top of his list. Georgia is at the top of his list. South Carolina is like at the top of his list also. NC State, Tommy here, alumni from NC State, Florida State. I don't know why for me, I feel like I want him to go to Iowa for no reason at all.
You want him to go to Iowa?
I do. I don't know why. Okay. I feel like it's an exotic place.
I don't know if anybody's ever used that adjective to describe Iowa.
Iowa is a lot of things. Exotic is not one of them.
I've heard the school is fantastic. I had a really, really good friend in Dallas that was from Iowa. So Iowa's on the top of that list also. I think, I don't know. That'd be cool. But it's a very difficult school to get into. Florida State as well. Yep. So as I was detailing this for you guys a couple of days ago, a listener hit me up with an admissions hack, and I'm not exactly sure it is ethical or not.
You're not going to be part of some like Varsity Blue scam where all of a sudden people are going to come in and arrest you.
No.
Okay.
It wouldn't be that, but it's not necessarily on the up and up.
You're not going to Photoshop his head on a rowing picture.
Don't end up like Aunt Becky.
Don't go to jail for this.
So she writes, I know Hollis is probably hella smart, and you won't have to use this trick. I probably will. His GPA is not where he would like it to be right now, but he is really working hard to get it up. So some of these schools would be more available to him, and he's really busting his ass. I'm very proud of him. But she wrote, but it worked for a few people I know, so I thought I would pass it along. When applying to one of a college's popular majors, it can get super competitive. For example, my sister wanted early childhood education at UGA, but she didn't have any extracurricular and only one AP class in her senior year. And she was picking one of UGA's most popular degrees for females. So no chance that she was getting into the program. So she said she applied for turf grass management and avian biology, which is birds, Cassie told me earlier, because I'm not smart enough to know that. She made up her essays on why she chose those two as her top choices.
So she found out the programs that had the least amount of applicants.
Yes, for her demographic. So most girls don't apply for that, so she applied for that, thinking that she would get in.
Genius.
Okay. She got accepted, and as soon as you get your acceptance letter, you can log into the student portal and change your degree choice immediately.
You can change your major.
So she changed it to early childhood with no problems at all. A high school student counselor is who told us about this trick originally, and it's worked for everyone I know who's tried it. Good luck to Holla, she says. Is it just using this within the system, or is it unethical?
It doesn't sound on the up and up, if I'm being honest. It sounds a little shady, but it worked.
It seems like a victimless crime, but here's the thing. If there is somebody who really wanted to go into avian biology, you've just taken their spot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They should have thought of it.
But
also, you're overloading the classes for the major you really want, so you're going to be kicking people out of those spots.
Yeah, this was a rumor that was going around when I was applying for colleges, so much so that when admissions counselors would come visit my high school, they would have to debunk this rumor. Now, whether or not they were actually telling the truth is, we'll never know. But they told us that it doesn't make a difference what major you choose when you apply.
Is this a state school thing? Because at my school, we didn't have to declare a major until like the end of our sophomore year.
Yeah.
So we were allowed to go and try out classes and see what, if you weren't like on the pre-med or pre-law track, you could try stuff out and then decide like literally halfway through your college career, okay, this is what I'm actually going to focus on.
I went to a state school and I claimed journalism out the gate, and I was in the College of Communications.
Okay.
I didn't have to claim a major until I was a junior, but you could still switch at any time.
Is it just working within the system here, Mo, or is this an ethical problem?
That's tough, man.
If you kind of hesitate, I think that's your answer.
That's probably true. I mean, I was on it's just working within the system until Cassie gave all those answers. And then now it just
but
feels
you got
dirty.
This is the moral police over here.
For sure.
You make it sound so awful.
Weird, 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 weird.
You've been on Naughty
Boy. The Bird Show.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Kristen, surely you have gone fishing before, right?
I have. It's been a minute, but I have.
So you know when you catch a fish, you ever done it from like a dock? Or you're just fishing right off the dock?
Yeah, yeah. That's my I don't do like that deep sea. I got motion sickness, so I've never really done it off boats, just off docks or off the, like a side of a pond or lake.
So bear with me for a second. So you know when you catch a fish?
Yeah.
And you bring it out of the water, and it's sitting there on the dock or in your boat or whatever, right?
Floppy,
there.
Floppy, floppy, floppy.
It's flopping, right? At some point, he gives up, like, the fight, and it's just like, that, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's how we are in Lexington right now.
What? Just stop.
I know this one was going to hurt you a little bit because it's your hometown.
It is. It's where I was born. It's where I was raised. It's where I went to college.
I don't normally talk about our business, our syndication business on the show, but if you guys dig us in Lexington, you're going to need to tell a couple of friends because we are on the dock with our last breaths right now.
Gasping for air.
We're gasping for air.
Are we gasping for ratings?
We are right now. I don't know what we're doing right in Des Moines that we're doing incorrectly in Kentucky because Des Moines has been digging us. We just started there, right? Yeah. Again, I don't really talk about our syndication very much because I think it kind of bores you guys. But this one hits close to home because it's your hometown and they are rejecting you.
Yeah.
All of them.
Maybe it's me.
Did you have a good reputation when you lived in Lexington?
No.
No, that's it.
There was no reputation.
Kristen, to put this into terms you'll understand, we're at the moment game.
No, Tommy.
Where Grant Hill is inbounding the ball.
Wow. That's why
Kristen Lehner is at the other end, and he's cocked his arm back. Yeah. You know, his dad was a former Dallas Cowboy. So he throws the ball, and Kristen Lehner turns it and turns around and just nails it.
That's not going to help our ratings at all in Kentucky.
No, it's not.
Not even a little
bit. Every time you bring up the name that shall not be named, we probably lose another listener. So it's Tommy's fault, not mine.
So both of our listeners now are unhappy in Lexington.
and we don't like Christians.
No, we don't.
So syndication is a little bit like an arranged marriage, actually, right? So the station may or may not, in some cases, like, want the Burt Show. And for whatever reason, in Lexington, it just hasn't taken off. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're ready to break up. But the company has stood by us and gone, just give it a little bit more time, a little bit more time. So I saw the emails the other day. And generally, when I get those emails from the station and our company is, like, backing us, going, give it more time, it usually means we got about 4 weeks.
4 weeks, huh? Oh, well, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either.
Huh.
I just wanted to break it to you.
Okay. And so it doesn't come as a surprise, like, often when we lose a market and we get people hitting us up on social media, like, what happened to you guys? And we're like, what do you mean? And then we find out. That's how we find out that we're no longer on the station, because listeners tell us, I can't hear you this morning.
No, this is a true trail. They're, like, leaving a paper trail.
Right. Okay. So maybe I'll just need to start singing the UK fight song every single morning at some point in time.
The email says something to the effect, it was I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, how do I hide this show? It's our morning show, but how do I hide it? Because the ratings are so bad.
They want to mute us?
Yes. They're kind of being forced to have us on, but they want to hide us.
Okay. I'm sure we'll come back from vacation and there'll be country 102.5.
That's half an us in Nashville. So if you still have any friends in, you know, Lexington, you might want to give them a call and just we're on the dock and we're... We might have just like two more of those flops left.
Two, okay.
And then the fish just gives up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, Cassie from Reddit. Are they the a-hole? Is she the a-hole for not helping his friend launch his business?
My friend Zoltair, yes, it's a fake name, has been obsessed with ketchup ever since I met him. He's always trying out different recipes to make his own ketchup and getting me and all of our friends to try them. Recently, he made his, quote, best ketchup yet. I tried it. It wasn't bad. It was ketchup. Now he's decided he is, quote, finally going to break into the ketchup game. He is convinced he is going to launch his own ketchup company and grow it to be one of the top providers of ketchup in the United States. He literally has a photo of Heinz ketchup on a dartboard. He throws darts at it and mutters things like, I'm coming for you. Anyways, he has a scheme he wants me and others to participate in. Essentially, it involves us all going to a restaurant, sitting at different tables, and enacting lines from a scene that he wrote that will culminate in all of us trying and loving his ketchup and convincing the manager to buy it. He wants us all to memorize the lines.
This is amazing.
The gist of it is one guy is supposed to call over a waitress and say he likes the french fries but hates the ketchup. Then I'm supposed to lean over from another table and say, sorry to butt in, haha, but I have to agree. I'm tired of this old-fashioned factory-produced ketchup. Where's the real tomato flavor? After a few other people do this, my friend is going to say, you guys won't believe this, but I'm a ketchup chef and I have a few samples. Would you want to give it a shot? At this point, everyone is supposed to try my ketchup or his ketchup and act astounded by it, and basically all exclaim that it's the best ketchup they've ever had. I'm supposed to stand up on my table and make a trumpet sound effect and then yell to the entire restaurant, we have the best ketchup ever made over here. Everyone, come on over. One of the other people is supposed to get the manager of the place over, and we're all supposed to try to convince him or her to buy an order of my friend's ketchup. He's going to act surprised and embarrassed and try to tell us to stop putting this poor guy on the spot in regards to the manager. He then assumes he will make a, quote, huge sale. Then he wants to do the same operation at other places in town.
Oh my gosh, they have to do this over and over again?
I told him, no way am I doing this. I hate public speaking and acting and having attention focused on me. Also, the idea is just so effing dumb and crazy to me. I told him that straight up. He acted offended and said, I'm ruining his dreams. I am astounded by this, but some of my friends agree and think he's showing hustle and that we should all help him launch his ketchup business. Aside from his ketchup obsession, Zoltar is one of my best friends, but it seems like our friendship is being ruined over this. A lot of people are telling me I'm a jerk for going against his dream and not helping out. So am I the a-hole for not participating in my friend's scheme to convince a restaurant to buy his ketchup?
Okay, so the concept that he's presenting is not a bad concept. It's done all over. You just don't know that you're being manipulated, right? I've seen this in New York City where, and I know this for sure, that marketing companies get like eight different people on the side of a street in New York City while one person has like some kind of electronic gadget and there are eight people around just amazed by it. And then strangers start coming up because they see the crowd is really interested in something. And before you know it, you have sold the gadget to the strangers. Happens all the time. So the concept concept here is spot on. What he's asking her to do is over the top, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's an a-hole for asking. I don't think the friend is an a-hole for saying no. If that is not your comfort zone, then you shouldn't have to do it. You don't have to squash their dreams and tell them this is the stupidest idea ever and that there's no room in the catch-up game. But but you shouldn't be forced to do something that you're not comfortable doing. Be like, hey, I wish you the best, but I don't like public displays. Nah, I really don't think anybody's the a-hole here.
Even if it's your best friend, though.
Yeah, no, because your best friend would never ask you to do something that makes you uncomfortable.
That's fair.
I think it's a completely a-hole move for him to not help out in any way, mm-hmm. because I think you've seen this friend. He's so passionate about his ketchup dreams, and even though it's weird to you, this is something that means a lot to him. And so while maybe public speaking isn't your thing, maybe there's a way for you to go and be supportive and at least look like you're enjoying his ketchup. Maybe you don't stand up on a chair and do a trumpet noise, but at the very least, mm-hmm. you could dip your fries in some of his... ketchup sauce.
I agree with Abby. I agree.
Thank you.
I do.
I don't necessarily think there's an a-hole here because I appreciate his hustle. I don't think there's anything wrong with what my man is trying to do. But if I were the best friend, I would try to help. But I would try to help in a way I was more comfortable helping. Mm-hmm. And I probably would only do it once. Like, we're not going to every restaurant in the city to do it. But I would have at least one or two of these in me if I'm the best friend.
What were the responses?
Most are saying not the a-hole, and then a few requests to put me in touch with this man ASAP. I see promise here. He's a hustler.
I'm telling you, look at this. Look for this on the streets because this happens all the time where you've got like four people that are looking at something and they are purposely bringing in people, strangers that are interested. It's like when you go outside and if you look up, people will start immediately looking up to see what you're seeing. It's no different in marketing.
That's fascinating.
The Burt Show.
It is the most talked about episode ever from Abby's podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, which is on my network, Pioneer. Legally, I have to tell you guys that. You got to be super, super confident in your relationship if you're going to dabble in a throuple, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. And she didn't even want to do it. So the way my podcast works is I get submissions from people who are curious about other people's breakups. So like if you see somebody delete all their engagement photos on their Instagram and you're like, oh my God, did Susie and her fiance break up? It's those kinds of relationships. And so I had gotten a submission from people curious about why this woman's ex-husband was now dating the wife, ex-wife's best sister's best friend. They're like, how did they end up together? And so she came on the podcast and explained to me that her high school sweetheart wanted to be a part of a throuple randomly. And she felt like in order to save her marriage, she'd be a part of this throuple.
All right, so the breakup breakdown, just to give like the 60 second on exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's all about these very dramatic breakups and you interview the people in the breakup, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. So basically this specific breakup was this woman, she was married to her high school sweetheart. And I think they had been together about 4 years at this point. And so she's hanging out with her husband. Things are pretty great. The relationship's going smooth. And then out of nowhere, her husband goes, hey, I think I'm polyamorous. And she goes, okay, this is new. Let's talk about this.
I'd have to Google that one right off the bat because I would not be sure what that means.
Polyamorous basically means that you only want to be in relationships with multiple people at the same time. So like monogamy is not for you. So they're currently in a monogamous marriage and he wants to have a relationship with multiple people.
Seems exhausting.
It just seems like a lot to have to juggle this.
So, I'm struggling with the relationship with just myself. Then you throw my fiance into the mix. Now you got four more people. Impossible.
It's crazy. So this guy actually had a very specific woman in mind that he wanted to introduce as their girlfriend. And that's how he was framing it. He said, you know, this isn't just going to be for me. I want her to be your girlfriend too. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not into women. She's like, her sister is a part of the LGBTQ+ community. She's like, ally. But she's like, I don't have that kind of attraction towards women, but I love you so much that I am literally willing to do whatever it takes to make you happy, to make you feel comfortable in this relationship.
That's a deep love.
And she's like,
that's a dysfunction. I mean, if you have to sacrifice basically your own values and who you are and your likes for the other person, you're not even in the right relationship, right?
No.
Correct.
Do you admire that kind of like?
No.
At least I'll give it a try. Okay.
Yeah, but they're married at this point and this is her high school sweetheart. This is all she's ever known. She loves him so much that she's like, I'll do whatever it takes. So this woman in mind that he wanted to date was her sister's best friend. and she had been hanging around, you know, in their friend group and stuff. So they had met before.
You can't pick somebody that's already in the fold.
That feels weird.
It's weird, period.
And also, like, if you come to the table and tell me you're polyamorous, that's one thing, right? If you came and told me that, and then down the road, somebody appeared that you were interested, okay, let's talk about this. But saying that and already have somebody in mind, to me it reeks of, this is somebody I want to sleep with, so I'm going to tell you I'm polyamorous so I can try to get her into the sack.
And that's pretty much what happens. So not only does she move into their apartment or their house, they all start sleeping in the same bed together.
No way.
So it's him on the left side, the wife in the middle, and the girlfriend on the right side. Or I think that's how this... That's basically, she's sandwiched in the middle.
Wow. And infidelity border right there.
The way they justified it was like, oh, well, you're the connection in the Venn diagram that is our relationship. You are in the middle because this is your sister's best friend. So it was just like a very weird situation. And so she's really trying to give it a chance. She took this woman out on dates. They even consummated the relationship. And it just gets to the point where she's like, I'm at my wit's end here. And this is what I thought would be the breaking point for her. So she said at a certain point, she had kind of gotten ousted from the relationship to where she would want to be intimate with all of them. And they would basically say no. And it got to a point where when they would be in the bed together, the husband and the girlfriend would be playing the piano and she would be like, hey, can I join in? And they'd be like, no. And then she would start crying.
Yeah.
And they would ask her to cry quieter.
Because
they were disrupting.
Get out of here.
You're really messing with the mood in here, wifey.
You're really bringing the mood down. And so I thought that would be enough for me to get out of the relationship.
Yes.
That wasn't the case. The girlfriend ends up going on vacation at some point. So she gets like a week with her husband. And she looks at him. She's like, I need you to choose. Like, it's me or her at this point. I can't do it anymore. And he looks at her and he like gets on his knees and he's crying. He's like, don't ask me to choose between you two because I'll always choose her. Not even the breaking point.
Always choose her, meaning the wife or the girlfriend? Oh, no.
So that wasn't even the breaking point. So then it gets to the point where they go on a family vacation with the sister, the girlfriend, the wife, the husband, and the rest of the family. They've kept it a secret from the family at this point. They have no idea. So the girlfriend is like out sleeping on a couch or whatever, and it's the wife and the husband in one room. And so while they're out hanging out as a family, the girlfriend and the husband are like texting each other furiously, like clearly gossiping. You know, when you're in those situations, yeah. You can tell people are talking to each other via phone. And so the wife goes into the computer and sees all these text messages of her being like, you were supposed to leave your wife by now. Why is she still here on her family vacation? And so that for her was the final straw to where she was like, I do not want to be in this relationship anymore.
It's a lot of straws.
Unpacked.
So many.
It's a lot of straws.
The turtles are very upset.
She ends up unpacking his suitcase from the family vacation because they were going to go drive somewhere else after that. And she basically looked at him and was like, you are uninvited from this vacation. I am done with this relationship. And now he and the girlfriend are in a very steady relationship.
Together?
Together.
And just the two of them?
Just the two of them. And obviously they're divorced now, the wife and the husband. Isn't that bonkers?
That's mind-blowing.
It is. So dude really had her on his mind, and this was the way for him. It all worked out for him great.
It all worked out for him wonderfully. And she's now in a very healthy relationship. So, like, we're happy for her.
Good for her.
But for your high school sweetheart to betray you in this way is insane. Damn.
He did all of that, and he just wanted to leave.
Yeah,
that's all we wanted.
Do people not know that divorce is an option?
Right. You didn't have to do all that.
Very serious about their vows.
It's crazy to me. I don't get it. But if you want to listen to that full episode, it's called "When the Throuple from Hell," essentially.
And it's the breakup breakdown, and you can catch it at on any platform. Damn, that's jaw-dropping.
It's wild.
That's a wild one.
You're on The Burt Show.
Kristen, all the signs were there. What's the matter with
Dad,
you?
I have been having periods for 30 years. 30 years. I've been having periods. So you would think by now I would know when one is on the horizon. Yet here I am, still oblivious to the signs that Aunt Flo is about to come knocking on my door.
Don't you even have a tracker on your phone to let you know?
I do!
But it doesn't always come on the same day. It's like a window. It's like a week. Like, it may come Monday. It may come Friday.
Oh, no. I'm a 28-day girl.
You are?
I am a 28-day girl.
Must be nice.
I know, right? So, you don't remember, like, and I'm not checking my tracker every day. I don't know. I need to get a new system, regardless.
Is there a notification that comes up saying, hey, just want to let you know in 48 hours, you're not going to be Kristen anymore?
I have no notification set up on my phone, okay. Which I probably need to go in and change that one. So things I should have known. And when they happen, it's just that one thing. So I don't think to compile all of them. But when I start listing all these off, you're going to be like, listen, you dumb bitch. It was so obvious you're about to start your period.
No one's going to call you dumb.
I have some people on the internet that would beg to disagree. All right, so first, I did hot yoga this week, and I'm in the yoga class, and it wasn't my typical like flow, fast flow. It was like a meditation, candlelit. You were holding poses for a very long time.
Okay, so when we're talking about flow now we are talking about the actual positions one after the other, not flow.
Correct, because she hasn't appeared yet.
Yep.
And so I'm in this yoga class. And it's like, it's painfully silent because we're doing like meditation and holding these poses. And there is a dude in there that is breathing so heavily. And breathing is very important in yoga. I get that.
In life in general.
Yeah, there's that.
And, but he's surprised.
He's over there in the far right corner of the room.
He's really letting that stress go.
And I'm laying on my mat and I'm like, I'm going to go over and throat punch that guy so he can't freaking breathe anymore.
It's not very zen.
No, not at all. Not at all. And so then I'm at home and I'm in the kitchen and I'm trying to cook something to eat, and Jimmy and Bart are in the living room, and Bart starts coughing. And normally a spouse would be concerned if their partner's coughing, and I'm over here like, shut the up. Like, your coughing is so annoying. Like, and so I'm in the kitchen and I go, do you need a glass of water? And he's like, if you have one readily available. So I'm like grabbing, the slamming the doors and like getting the water out of the refrigerator and handing it to him like, waterboard yourself so you stop coughing. I can't listen to you cough anymore. Then Jimmy was on the couch and he was sitting on my lap, and he likes to scoot because he wants to get as close as possible. And man, the way he sat on my C-section scar, and like that reaction to the pain. And I was like, I was mad at the little dude. And I'm like, he didn't mean it. It wasn't like he was trying to cause me intentional pain, but I was really mad at him.
So he's scooting on your lap like a dog scoots on the carpet when it has worms?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Okay. But he's trying to like scoot up, like go up my yep. It's so bizarre. And then Leroy, who is old and has a tumor, so I'm trying to let him do what he wants to do because he's in his latter years of life.
This is her uncle she's talking about.
No, I'm talking about my dog. And he is licking his paws, and it is so insanely loud that I want him to be free to be him because, you know, he might be gone soon. But then I just couldn't, and he's deaf, so you can't yell at him. You have to, like, clap your hands really loud. So I'm like... And then I made Bart go to the grocery store because I wanted chocolate chip ice cream, and then he had the audacity to text me and ask if mocha chip was okay, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? F that noise. Just get me vanilla and I will use the dark chocolate chips that are in the freezer. And
all of these things are happening now and you're not putting together why.
And then the last one, I'm in Jimmy's playroom and we're hanging out, and all of a sudden I get this urge to start organizing. So I organize the food in his little mini fridge, and then I start organizing the Play-Doh and then the toy bins, and then I can't find a blue whale, and it's driving me crazy that I don't know where this blue whale went. And then I started my period.
Tiffany has explained it to me before, like, she knows that she is being irrational.
Yes.
She knows that she is being crazy.
Yes.
And she even knows that it's that time, but still can't get a handle on it at all. Constantly thinking she's crazy every month.
Every single month.
I think it's because as a lady, you sort of feel like that on like a low level throughout the month. So when it gets closer, you're kind of like, this is how I always feel. Just a little bit more intense. So it doesn't click. And then all of a sudden it's like, this makes a lot of sense.
This makes total sense. I'm not a raging, you know what? I'm just about And sure enough, I checked my tracker. She was, believe it or not, she was a couple of days early, which is highly unusual for me. So I'm going to give myself that little bit of grace. But yeah, there she was.
Is irritation your go-to during that time also?
Oh, yeah. I actually, this past month, had a complete breakdown in a parking lot and was sobbing into my husband's arms. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm like, literally, I need to go see somebody. And then it started. And I was like, it makes sense. You just forget.
You
it makes sense.
It's Bert Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Bert Show fix at thebertshow.com or follow us on social media at The Bert Show.